Hey friends, or should I say, hey family. It's my last night at Karuna, and I'm sitting on the floor of the roomy guest house, and I just got a massage from a local woman, and it was lovely, but the whole time, my mind was very busy with the feeling or the idea of, what the hell am I doing? And in case you have any kids listening, I feel like I'm going to drop some F-bombs in this episode. So this is your warning. Consider yourself warned. So here I am laying on the floor of my little house, receiving this lovely massage from this local woman. And all I can think is, what the fuck am I doing? I just gave away all my possessions. Why the fuck did I just do that? Leaving Karuna? Why? What the fuck am I doing? And I had to kind of just smile and laugh at myself and all these feelings, because I've been here so many times before. In fact, every time I set out on a new adventure, inevitably the night before feels a lot like this. What have I done? What am I doing? What am I getting myself into? Where am I going? What crazy insanity has overcome me? So, I know this place well. I know that I'm also tired from all the moving and all the jumping and all the running and all the unsettling. And so I know to take these feelings with a grain of salt. Because a lot of times, you know, I may feel like I'm failing or I'm a failure, but one thing I've learned recently is it's not a failure, it's just a feeling. And sometimes when I get into this place, it's like suddenly all of the weight of the world, I can feel it sitting on me, like, oh, I have to do my taxes, and oh, what am I doing with my life, and oh, this was a mistake, and oh, and like suddenly it all comes crashing down all at once. Oh, wow. My house faces the lake, and the volcano across the lake just started erupting. Not like a scary bad erupting, but just like a lava in the distance. And now it's faded. So this episode is really just as much for me as it is for anyone else. And so if I were listening to me and I were giving me advice, what I would say is, Erica, everything you're feeling is okay. It's totally understandable that you would feel this way. Your feelings are valid. Your feelings are important. And this feeling that you're having right now, it's temporary. You'll see. Very soon, you'll be in the new, and it will feel beautiful. It will feel like exactly what it needs to be. And you will feel so, so glad that you let yourself move through this liminal space, this in-between space, where there are more unknowns than there are knowns. And this is the art of going on adventures. You know, people see the bright highlight reel of getting to the beautiful place and having the extraordinary experiences. And that's typically the place that they call you lucky. But the art of the adventure is made up of moments like these, where you're laying there the night before going, what the fuck am I doing? What the fuck am I doing? What insanity has overcome me? These are the moments that people don't see, which is also why I wanted to make a podcast, just to document this moment. Because it's just as real as the highlights. It's just as real as the glamorous moments on Instagram, you know, riding the camel or being in the lake or doing the fantastic thing that from afar looks so, you know, perfect and happy and joyous, and it must have always been that way. And to that I say, nay. Nay, friends, the adventure is made up more of moments like these, I would say. And the adventure can be, you know, any new thing. The adventure could be starting a business. The adventure could be, you know, taking on a loan to do something really scary, you know, something really audacious, something that stretches you, you know, something that's beyond your comfort zone. I've heard that our learning and our growth is just outside our comfort zone. So, you know, it's like that moment before we're stepping out of our comfort zone, going like, oh my God, what am I doing? It's not comfortable out there. Why don't I just stay where it's comfortable and predictable? Why can't I just be a good girl and stay put? Or a good boy and stay put? You know, it's like, well, that's not where the adventure is. The adventure is not inside the comfort zone. The true adventure, the kind of adventure that stretches us and takes us to new dimensions and new heights and new places and new realms and new possibilities, that's not inside our comfort zone. So, I'm looking forward to looking back on these moments and remembering and having this podcast, this recording, to document the journey, because I know that I'm going someplace fantastic. I know that there is something extraordinary waiting for me on the other side. But I'm going to have to pass through a few more portals, a few more veils in order to get there. It's not a comfortable process, but it's a noble one. And ultimately, this is what I am. I am an adventurer, and I create content documenting my adventure with the hope that others will be inspired to take the step for themselves. My ancestors who came over to the United States, it is said in our family lore that one of them, I don't care remember who, but they put down as their occupation, they put adventurer. So I like to say that I come from a line of adventurers. And the adventure is the journey that we go on to discover who we really are and what is our treasure. A lot of times, it means we gotta let go of the stuff that we are not. So, I'm gonna go make some golden milk. I'm gonna take myself to bed. I've put myself through a lot of big energies and pressures and movements, and I am really looking forward to the place I can arrive and finally stop and settle and integrate. And actually, my coach Britt, she suggested that I just take all, after the yoga teacher training in April, that I just take all of May to integrate. And then another girl in our ceremony group, she shared with us that she ended up at some fancy place in Santa Cruz. And so it's like, wait, why don't I try to get some fancy place in Santa Cruz for and take some time to rest and integrate instead of running and jumping to the next thing, you know? So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow. My yoga teacher training with the Kula Collective starts tomorrow. I'm so excited. I gave away about 85 to 90% of my stuff, which was my goal, and it was incredible how easefully it melted away into the grateful hands of my friends. I really thought I was going to struggle. I don't know why, but I always expect more of a struggle. And then I keep having these experiences where if only I would just surrender into them, I would just have such a much more easeful time than I'm afraid I won't. So it's like, okay, God, take me. Do with me what you will. Show me the way, step by step, day by day. And I'm going to do my best to not get ahead of myself. I'm going to do my best not to catastrophize the future of how I'm afraid it won't work out, but I think I'm just going to just take things one step at a time, one moment at a time, one day at a time, one breath at a time, and just trust that the way will be revealed, the path will be revealed, and it's okay to sit in moments like these where it's like, what the fuck am I doing? Because this is part of the process. So I give up. I give up. And I hand the reins over to God. I officially declare I am letting go. I am letting God be in charge, because when God's in charge, things are a lot better than when I'm behind the wheel, because I'm kind of a crazy driver. And I get lost in my mind. And that's okay. So I'm just going to focus on just doing the next right thing, taking care of myself, and trusting that everything is and will be okay. All right. Good night. I love you.